Coaches, here's everything you need to know for the toiletry bag exercise. Leadership is a daily thing. It's not a once a week type thing. As much as brushing your teeth, putting on deodorant, or cleaning your face is something that needs to be done every day, the same applies to our leadership. It is essential we groom ourselves into the leader we desire to be every day. So what part of your leadership isn't fresh and could use some getting cleaned up? More players hurt their ability to lead others simply from their inability to consistently show up every day as a leader. They simply take too many days off, and it diminishes their leadership credibility. The toiletry bag is a reminder for our players of the need to groom themselves every day into the leaders needed to win. Before you get started, you'll need to purchase or put together your team's toiletry bag. You'll need the following: a toiletry bag, mouthwash, Q-tips, ibuprofen or Advil, a toothbrush and toothpaste, vitamins, deodorant, shampoo, facial tissues, and a small mirror. There are photos in your portal to give you an example. Show your players also the photos of the professional players entering into the arena. We have provided you a couple. And see if they can recognize what each photo has in common. The answer: each one of the athletes entering the arena is carrying a toiletry bag in each photo. Players carry their toiletry bag because they know they need to clean up every day. None of us think it's appropriate to take care of ourselves with things like brushing our teeth or putting on deodorant only sometimes, or even worse, only once a week. That is unacceptable. We recognize it needs to be a daily practice. The same goes for our leadership. If we want to show up every day as a great leader, we need to groom ourselves accordingly. Essentially, we need a leadership toiletry bag as much as we need a normal toiletry bag to make sure our leadership is always fresh. Coaches, at this point, present the contents and the explanation of each of the items that are in the toiletry bag to your players. Here are the 9 items with the brief description associated with each. Mouthwash. Does your language need cleaning? Is your language or the content of your conversations with yourself and others negative and dirty? How much better of a leader would you be if you cleaned your language up and your conversations up daily? Item 2, Q-tips. Do you struggle listening? Do you not listen to coaching, i.e., are you uncoachable? And do you not listen to the feedback from your teammates? How much better of a leader would you be if you were a better listener and responded better when others communicated to you? Item 3, ibuprofen or Advil. Are you giving others a headache? Maybe it's your moodiness. Maybe it's you being an emotional roller coaster, or your inconsistencies, your selfishness, or something else causing others to have a headache. How much better of a leader would you be if you were an easier teammate to play and live alongside? Item 4, toothbrush and toothpaste. Do you hardly ever smile? Do you give off an impression that you're never happy and that something is always bothering you? How much better of a leader would you be if you gave off an impression that you enjoyed being there and you enjoyed playing with your teammates? Item number 5. Vitamins. Do you lack the energy and enthusiasm of a champion? Does it appear sometimes you're dragging the energy down and are in desperate need of vitamins? How much better of a leader would you be if you showed up every day with a contagious level of energy and enthusiasm that inspired others? Item 6, deodorant. Does your attitude stink? How much better of a leader would you be if you had an attitude that was worthy of emulating and boosted all of those around you? Item 7, shampoo. Do you cause your coaches and teammates to scratch their head? Do you behave in ways and make decisions that leave those around you scratching their heads as if they hadn't washed their hair for weeks? How much better of a leader would you be if you made better decisions, displayed a higher level of responsibility, and simply behaved in a healthier, more productive manner? Item 8, facial tissues. Are you always whining and complaining? Would it be beneficial for your coaches and teammates to carry tissues with them to give it to you for your daily pouting? How much better of a leader would you be if you had a more solution-oriented mindset and focused on the positive rather than always being down and complaining? Item number 9. Do you look in the mirror for more than just your physical appearance? Does it matter if your hair and clothes look good, if your attitude and behavior stink? How much better of a leader would you be if you looked yourself in the mirror every day and truly worked to become a better person and leader? Coaches, those are the 9 items that will be in your toiletry kit. When you present them to your team, they don't have to be in any order, and they don't have to be in the order that I just listed out. After you present the contents and overview explanation of each item in the bag, this point you'll go around the room and ask each player the following. Which item would you say you have plenty of in your toiletry bag? This essentially is the area they're performing very well in. And which item would you say you'd benefit from having more of? This is the area that the player desires to improve upon the most. You'll share these out loud amongst the team because it's the team that'll commit to holding each other accountable, making sure everyone is showing up fresh. For example, when someone comes in talking negative, a teammate could simply ask them, "Did you forget your mouthwash today?" That could be the response. That should be followed up with an attempt from the teammate to help improve the teammate's communication. In the same way, if someone forgot their actual mouthwash, someone on the team would let them borrow theirs. We encourage you to keep the toiletry bag in sight all season to continue the theme of leadership grooming. It could also serve as a fun reinforcement to get the toiletry for each player that they communicated that they are in most need of. Coaches, our leadership development and showing up as a leader needs to be a daily habit. And it won't happen overnight, and it especially won't happen unless we're intentionally grooming ourselves and cleaning up the areas of leadership that are in most desperate need of cleaning up. Coaches, have fun and lead them up.